Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
I went scuba diving.
Pretty Malik.
OMG.
And Big Rossi.
There's a silly voice.
Hello.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
The best FM presenters in the entire world. I'm an addict to your show every morning.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's a Thursday morning.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey, just so you know, this time next week, we're also off.
Yay!
This time next week is a really short week, right? So it's a short week next week.
Yep.
I'm taking Sunday off as well, by the way. I haven't told you.
Which Sunday? This
Sunday coming up.
Well, no, you're not.
No, he is. He actually
Why
is.
Why don't you tell me?
I'm telling you now.
Who's doing the show?
I only decided yesterday. Spoke to the crazy Russian boss.
Who's doing the show?
You're doing the show. You and
me.
Yeah, look, he's ashamed of himself having to do the show. Do you see? He's like, me?
Oh, it's just...
I'm going to have to do the show.
You haven't given me any time to source all these amazing interviews, think of amazing content.
Here we go. You know what? I shouldn't have said anything. I should have waited till like the morning of, because then he would have just been like normal. What?
Like, oh, yeah.
No, because now he's going to go and try to...
It's going to be awkward, and that means, like, I have to do stuff.
He didn't even ask why.
Well, I'm taking it off, then.
It's all about him. It's all about him.
I'm taking it off.
Hasn't said anything about me.
I'm taking it off. It's not fair.
Gosh. You going to ask me why?
Sorry, mate. Why?
No, you're
going on a staycation, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's not because of that.
Ask him. Come on,
ask him. Is it something to...
Something to do with what?
With the UFC?
No.
Are you going to the UFC?
No, I wish I was going. I wish I was going. The UFC's changed times, by the way. It starts at like midnight.
What? Like here, midnight?
Yeah, it's going to be here. It starts on Saturday morning or Thursday, Sunday morning, should we say, the biggest fight in the world, Khabib.
Yeah.
Gaethje is happening in Abu Dhabi. They've pushed the timing. So the main event starts, I think, around 10:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
And I think that big fight will happen around 12:30, 1 a.m. So huge changes. No, you know what? My daughters are moving to a new campus, a new school, a new location. So I just want to try to go for that one or just be up in the morning for that one, which will be nice, you know.
That's good.
I don't get to usually do that. And I figured...
That's sweet.
We've all got holiday time that we haven't taken, so I may as well use a couple of the days, you know.
I love that.
Listen, good morning, good morning, good morning. As we do it across the country, it's already 6:07. A massive show lined up once again. Shane Warne, cricketing great Shane Warne, joins us on the show after 8 a.m. We've got the cash for you. There's so much going on. But right now, who's up? Who's up and about? I want to talk to you. Be our first caller of the day. Call me. 04-871-5544. Would love to talk to you. Find out what you're up to, how you're feeling. How your day's already kicked off. Call us. Phone line's open. Nazi, hello, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on, man?
Actually, I'm in Abu Dhabi. I'm going to the hospital. I have to do a blood test.
Oh, you're going to do the blood test. Okay. You're on the way to Abu Dhabi to do the blood test.
I'm going to the hospital. I'm on my way to the hospital.
Okay, so what you'll do the test now, and then how long does it take to get your results?
I think 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
2 days.
You know, there's a couple of hospitals that are doing, I told you, they gave you the results like 4 or 5 hours.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I think one of them is, don't quote me on it, but I think the American hospital in Dubai.
Yeah.
If you desperately need it, you can go there, get it within 4 to 5 hours. You've got to pay extra, obviously, for it.
Yeah.
You work in Abu Dhabi, Nazi?
Yes, I work in Abu Dhabi, but I listen every morning to you while I'm traveling to work.
We love you. We love you for that, man. Thank you so much, man. Really, really appreciate it. Have a beautiful day. Have a great, safe weekend as well. What about Ellie? Ellie, what's going on?
Good morning. How are you guys?
You're doing well, bro. What gets you up at this time of the morning, 6:11?
I'm on my way to do some cycling.
Hey.
Nice.
Where are you cycling?
Now in Maidan for a couple of hours.
Oh, Chris.
Go back to work.
Oh, that's good. Chris has joined your crew now, you know. He's a cycler as well.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
He loves it.
Yeah, I saw a couple of your bikes, man.
Yeah, so I got Brianna, my fiance, bought one the other day. Is it called a BMC?
I've got the same as well.
Oh, are they a good brand, are they? Because I just got, like, I went into that place to buy a bike.
Right.
Like, you know, like a guy that has no idea about cars, for example.
So if they said, get this one, you were like, yeah, okay, I'll buy this one.
Yeah, and I've got a good mate, Shari, that owns the place.
Yeah.
But, you know, He's Aussie Persian. I don't trust him. and he doesn't trust Australian Lebanese guys. So I walked in there and I'm like, all right. And he's like, this is the bike for you.
Yeah.
So is like BMC like, I don't know, like what is it?
That's a nice, good brand. But watch out when you start paying for those Italian brands. You're going to start paying the price of a car for that bike.
100%. I saw a bike for sale for 60,000 dirhams.
Crazy.
Yeah. He was telling me his bike was 70,000 or something. How can a bike be so expensive, Ellie? Like, what is it? It doesn't have an engine.
I know. It should have for that price.
Like, what's the price for?
Well, you know, I tried to explain the same to my wife. She didn't get it. The reality on the ground is that there's a lot of design into it. The carbon that's so light, and obviously the group touch that you have it on the bike makes it so expensive as well. And some of them are rare. Just to give you an example, the one where Team EAE Emirates won the Tour de France this year, they're making 120 replica out of those.
Oh, wow.
Each replica is priced at around $30,000.
What, $30,000?
Good sport. How many Ks will you do today?
Around 50.
That's so good, man.
Just the 50.
I did 21 and I felt like I needed to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So I'll get there. I'll eventually get to that 50K, hopefully. I'm going to go for a ride this weekend as well. But it is truly something cool. If you've never gone cycling before, it's a really cool hobby. Brianna sort of got into it and then I've got into it.
See, I've realized that Brianna's doing a lot of stuff just to sort of get away from you.
Yeah. She's doing scuba diving, painting,
cycling.
Yeah, she's doing anything she can. I'm just joining along. I'll come, babe.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, how are we looking, gossip? What is happening, Pretty?
Okay, so Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have just dropped $14.2 million for a new house in California. It's in a place called Montecito. It's got a four-car garage, a guest house, sports court, fountains, and more. But the coolest thing about this house is the neighborhood has so many celebrities living there.
Really?
So obviously not next door neighbors, but in the vicinity.
Who we got? Tell us who we got here.
Ellen. They've got Ariana Grande lives there. Oprah Winfrey lives there.
Oh, Oprah Winfrey.
Prince Harry.
What an area that is.
Prince Harry
and Meghan Markle live there in the neighborhood as well. So can you imagine the kid is going to grow up with like Oprah as like the neighbor?
That is pretty cool.
Is it like Beverly Hills?
Though? Montecito.
Yeah, but where's that?
I don't know where that is actually, but no, it's not like Beverly Hills.
It's not
Malibu or something.
A lot of the rich guys, they all go out a little bit, you know? Even where the Kardashians live.
Calabasas.
It's not close. It's like a 30, 40 minute drive out.
Oh.
So they're away from it all.
Super, super cool house. Now let's talk movies. First up, Legally Blonde 3. We finally have a release date. I'm so excited. Reese Witherspoon, everyone's all back. Mindy Kaling is the one writing the script.
That's great.
So it was originally scheduled for a February release, but obviously that didn't happen.
Of course.
So we're looking at May 2022. We still have to wait a little while.
May 2022. Gosh, we're going far out now.
I know, but you know what? This year flew by. So think about it. We just got to get through next year and then we'll get to Elle Woods. Now, this announcement came after Reese Witherspoon, Selma Blair, Ellie Larder, Luke Wilson.
Blair's in it.
Yeah, she was like the...
She's got a bad disease.
Yeah, she's got a condition.
Is it Parkinson's disease?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, she was in a pretty bad state. Has she been all right recently?
Yeah, she seemed okay in this virtual reunion. And they got together to kind of talk about the impact of the films. Here's Reese Witherspoon.
I've traveled the entire world and I always, the movie that people stop me about is Legally Blonde. And the thing that actually really touches my heart is more people stop me and say I went to law school because of Elwood, which is really...
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute. I watched that.
It was the reunion on Reese's YouTube channel. Are you a subscriber? Ross is a subscriber of it.
No, I have to watch stuff like, that show where the women sort out the wardrobes. And Reese,
oh, yeah, she was on it.
She was on that.
The home edit. I love that show.
She was convicted of possibly murdering her ex-husband.
Oh, no.
Was
it with a knife?
No, it was with a spoon. She killed him.
Okay. There we go.
Sorry, it's a really bad joke.
And finally, guys, it feels like it's been forever because it's been 19 years so far since this franchise has been running.
So bad.
The Fast and the Furious franchise will come to an end, but not anytime soon.
What?
There's another three movies.
Yeah. Yeah, there are things, exactly right.
Oh, come
so,
on.
The ninth movie is going to be released next year, May, mm-hmm. right? Because it was pushed back because of the pandemic. Then they're going to do a 10th and 11th film, and then that's it. That is the end of everything. But you know what? The whole movie, the series, has generated about $5.7 billion worldwide.
It's one of those movies where you're just like, oh my gosh, let's go in and watch it because there's nothing else to watch. We've watched everything else. Let's go watch it.
Yeah, like...
And they have diehard fans, don't get me wrong.
But you're entertained at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You go in, you watch some fast cars, you watch some action.
But I feel like the world was happy when they heard it was ending. Like, I've been watching and looking at people's comments. The number one comment was finally...
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
Anyway, the whole cast is pretty cool. We caught up with Tyrese many times. He was very, very lovely as
well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We are excited. Why are we excited? Because Global Village is officially back.
Yay!
Da, 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 da. Yeah, listen, Global Village. We love Global Village. We all adore Global Village. It's that little home away from home where you can go and just check out how it feels to be back in Sydney or back in India UK, you name it. It is truly, truly beautiful, and it's officially coming back.
Yeah, Sunday opens. Season 25.
Wow, really? Look, this is a special year then.
Yeah.
25 years of Global Village. Again, just a place for everyone. Doesn't matter how old you are, where you're from in the world, how much money you earn. It is that acceptance. I find it to be like I feel like it's the Middle East Disneyland somewhat. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I feel like it's that.
It is, you're right.
As you're walking in, you've got that joy amongst you as well.
And the food's great.
So good. Now, listen, there are some rules, and I've got them. I've just been sent them, and I want to read some of these out. These aren't, you know, you don't want to say the word rules like it's, you know, but obviously
precautions.
How we're living in 2020 with COVID-19. Let me run through this.
Yep.
Guests must wear their masks at all times. All right.
Given. It's a given, right?
Yeah, 100%. Guests should maintain a social distancing of 2 meters physical distancing. Any person experiencing symptoms such as cough or fever, don't go.
Yeah.
But again, that's everywhere you go.
Simple.
Elderly guests and those with chronic conditions are advised not to, go to the crowded areas.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Thermal cameras are installed. They've got more than 600 hand sanitizer stations around the park. Wheelchairs, shopping trolleys, and other shared items will be sanitized every single use, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Restaurants will be required to follow physical distancing, disinfecting all their tables and more. All kiosks, utensils, will be sanitized after every single use. A dedicated seating area for guests will be available in front of the main stage to ensure physical distancing maintained, right?
Yeah, because usually that area is kind of just open where everyone is. So
there'll
really
be contactless payment, frequency sterilized touch points everywhere, complimentary face masks to the children, which I think is great. Now, here's a big one. The carnival rides and games.
Yeah.
They're going to operate reduced capacity, but they will also be sanitized after every single use as well. That's a big one. Valet parking won't be available. Okay, fair enough. Paid parking will be provided. Obviously, there's so much more, okay, that's going on.
It's great.
But just listen, get out there. Here's one for you. The prayer rooms as well will be open only during prayer hours and will be cleaned and sanitized after every single prayer, which is fantastic. If you need any more info, hit us up. We'll put this on our socials as well.
And you can go to the Global Village website as well, globalvillage.ae. But I can't believe it's season 25, kicking off on the 25th.
It's just great that they're doing all these precautions, though, isn't it? It seems like really safe now, which is great.
100%. Global will definitely be back. But another gorgeous year of Global Village. 25 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the entire Global Village team. We absolutely love it. And Sunday's the big day. Those gates will open up. The weather is perfect across Dubai. What more could we ask for?
Totally.
That means absolutely nothing to you.
I have no idea what you're doing.
Growing up in Australia, we had the one, the only, it was called the Wide World of Sports.
Oh.
And growing up, that would be the music.
That was the intro.
And then they would talk about the cricket, or Richie Beno would come on and go, yes, welcome back to the Gabba. It's 2 for 32 here. And he'd talk the cricket. So it brings back that memories for me.
Okay.
Now, let's get into the cricket right now. Yep. What's been going on? Where are we? Who's leading? Who's losing? All of that.
So last night, the match was in Abu Dhabi. Bangalore beat Kolkata by 8 wickets. It was a big match because Mohammad Siraj became the first bowler in history to bowl 2 maidens, which is pretty cool. So Bangalore is now in second place And Mumbai, who are the defending champions, are on top. Tonight is the match in Dubai at 7:30. It's going to be the Royals versus Sunrise.
Isn't it great that it's happening here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. You don't realize how good it is. I mean, I was down there when we went down to see Shane Warne.
Yeah.
The setup down there in Sports City for the cricket is just beautiful. Unbelievable, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, beautiful. And we will have Shane Warne. Yeah. On the show. Thanks, Eddie. Eddie's a master. He just got me the intro to what I was talking about here. This is Channel 9 in Australia, okay. Whenever the cricket would start. Have a listen, Eddie.
So old this school.
If you're Australian, this is like... Benson and Hedges World Cup 1992.
Wow. Look at the graphics.
Strongest cigarettes ever.
Ready? Da, 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 da. Oh, yes, welcome back to the Gabba. It's 2 for 32 here. Look, it was sponsored by Benson and Hedges, the worst cigarettes.
Like, I'm not being funny, but that is rubbish compared to the UK version.
Hold on, that was 1992.
Well, listen to the UK version of that. Geez. Cricket theme UK version. Listen to that. UK version cricket BBC. All right. Now listen to yours compared to ours, because ours is...
Is this from the 90s as well? Is this like 90s?
This has been going on for years.
Oh, it's still used?
Don't know.
Let's have a listen. Here we go. The UK cricket. Is this it?
Yeah, listen to this.
Oh, way better already. Already.
Hold on. This sounds like we're going to a party.
I love it.
Amazing. Listen.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
All right, whilst this plays, let's play your game. Is it a cricket player or a compact disc?
Okay, yeah, so I've got five names here. You have to tell me if it's a cricket player or a CD player. We're going to go first with... Wait for it. Picky your France.
Chris.
Chris is in there. Cricket player or CD player, please.
Picky, I'm going to say a cricket player.
You will be correct, yeah. My friend. Picky France is a Namibian cricketer. He's best known for his nickname, Picky.
Yes, we are right now identifying if it's a human, a cricket player, or if it's a compact disc player, guys.
Next up, we're going to say...
It's weird when you say compact disc player.
I know, right? CD player.
A Brodesson.
Breathy.
Pretty is in there.
I'm going to just take a wild guess and say it's a cricket player.
You would be incorrect, my darling.
No.
Chris, what would you like to answer?
I'd say a cricket player there, Ross.
That's two to Chris then. It is. No, that's wrong.
That's what I just
know.
Said.
I was just seeing if he picked up on it, but he doesn't. He doesn't listen to what I say.
I got it. It's a technology company from the UK.
He doesn't listen to what I say.
Whatever.
What are you saying? Sorry. Okay, next one. Here we go.
Last one. This is winner takes all.
Winner takes all. 2-0. All right, here we go. Napoleon Einstein.
Napoleon.
Chris.
Go.
That's definitely a compact disc player.
You would be incorrect.
Oh. Can
He's
I guess?
He's an Indian cricketer who was in the World Cup winning squad in 2008.
There it is.
Which was led by Virat Kohli.
Who's going to be a dad?
Awesome.
It's awkward now. Is that it? You said no more.
Let this play for a little bit.
Chris.
Hey, it's
Chris.
Your Thursday.
Shane Warne on the show, let's go. Shane Warne on the show, let's go.
Everybody look at me, look at me. I say hello,
hello.
I said hello,
hello.
Everybody want to know how I'm feeling. Let me go say hello,
hello.
Oh. Across the UAE, let's say clap your hands and let's be hey, hello. Only going to just say Warnie? Is that all you're going to say throughout this whole thing? Warnie. That's all you're going to say.
Show.
Harry Styles is gearing up to film his next movie. Everyone's freaking out.
Why are they freaking out?
Because he's changed his look.
He's got all those little weird tattoos all over his body as well, right? Like, some people like to get those tattoos where they just put, like, you know, love
random.
Heart here or, you know, some light.
Ed Sheeran did
yes, Rossi. Yes, Rossi. Go, mate. You want to say, go ahead. I'm in the in the middle of a sentence. Like, I'm still
okay,
talking.
Okay, so, no. So, I'm sorry. I'll let you finish. What were you going to say?
No, it's done now.
No, no. Sorry. You're up to the love hearts and things, and yep. I said something. So what was after that? Sorry, I'll wait for you.
No, I'm done now.
No. Go on.
No, I'm done.
No. I'll wait because I obviously interrupted you in such a vital part of the show.
Yep, done.
What's next?
Nothing. The gossip.
Oh, there's nothing next.
That's what we're talking about. The gossip.
So when I spoke, there was nothing coming after that. Or there was.
You know, there's four people here.
I just want to go home.
No. What was next? I'm dying to know. What was so important that we're stopping the show for now? Quick, go on, tell me.
No, the question is, what was so important with you that you need to interrupt my sentence?
It's just like a little...
Was that? See? Look, how's annoying. It's annoying, isn't it? It's annoying when you're talking and someone's like, but...
Is it insert?
We're going in. We're going in.
I said that...
We're going in.
Ed Sheeran. Tattooed.
Yeah, but what about...
What's his name?
What about?
Harry Styles.
But what about?
He did a tattoo on him. So that's probably why he's got loads of those little tattoos, you see.
Now, kids, if you're on the way to school, I know some of you are still at school, when someone finishes speaking, that's when you come into the conversation. It's rude to talk over them at the same time.
I don't think we'll do duvet today.
Duvet's happening.
No. Yep. It's done.
No, duvet's happening.
The mood's gone completely.
No, it's not. It's going on. Duvet's going on.
I have the best song for duvet later.
Okay. Oh,
what's wrong with Chris this morning? Got me a WhatsApp, sorry.
Who said that?
Oh, dear.
It's a lie.
Who said that? Show me.
No.
Show me the message I said. Who go, and we'll call him right now.
No.
Yeah, see, because he's lying. And you know how you dyed your beard 2 days ago?
Yeah.
You know half of it's darker than the other half, like completely. The top half is...
What do you mean?
Really?
Yeah, stay there. I'm going to take a photo of this.
What do you mean?
Stay there. Okay, hold on. I'm videoing it. Just turn, look at me a little bit. Now look to the side.
Which side, left or right?
Look to pretty. Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, I'm going to post that. Instagram, KFS, Chris Page Show on Instagram.
Do it.
Okay.
Check out the bearded Rossi.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say? Let's have a conversation, you and I, just by, like, but we'll stop. We're not allowed to talk until the other person finishes.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Let's practice. Hi, Rossi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah, I love Jordan Pickford.
Who's Jordan Pickford?
He's an Everton player.
Who does he play for?
Everton. Just said that.
Oh, sorry.
You really should listen.
Oh, sorry, I should listen a little bit
more.
Don't
put in.
I'm not.
Go on.
Trying not to.
Okay.
What are you doing on the weekend?
I'm going to stay in a hotel. Not for free. I'm paying for it.
Every weekend you stay in a hotel, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the beauty about the UAE. You've got to get out and support the economy.
Are you going to be tagging them on Instagram?
No, because I'm paying for it.
But last week you said you were paying for it and you tagged them all over the place.
Because they gave me an upgrade.
So if they give you an upgrade, you tag them on Instagram?
Yep.
Okay, what hotel are you staying at?
Studio One.
Studio One? Upgrade him. He'll tag you.
Yep.
Okay. Brady Malik's gossip.
How are we looking?
Okay, so the nominations for the 2020 YouTube Streamy Awards are here. Mm-hmm. David Dobrik, Emma Chamberlain, and James Charles lead the way with 5 nominations each. And then Mr. Beast got 4, while Charli D'Amelio earned her first. Other notable nominees, Will Smith got his first one, Rihanna's Fenty Beauty, Cardi B, Jason Derulo, and Justin Bieber. The Streamies take place live on YouTube, of course, on December 13th. You may be thinking, what's the big deal? But these guys are like big players in the game, in the space of YouTube, you know?
I'm just trying to work out who Mr. Beast is and what he does. I've had a look. Jimmy Donaldson, more commonly known as his online alias as Mr. Beast, is an American YouTuber notable for his expensive stunts and philanthropy. He has 61 million subscribers. He's had more than 7 or 8 billion views on YouTube. That's a lot of money there and a lot of viewership. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done to the guys. What else you got for us?
Matthew McConaughey dropped his memoir, Green Lights, this week. I actually want to get this. It seems fascinating. He shares stories about growing up, his childhood, reveals some interesting details. And while doing press for the book, he's talked about the moment that he believes he felt really successful, and it has nothing to do with the fame, the movies, the money. It's the moment he realized fatherhood is the true key to success.
Love that. Have a listen. Matthew McConaughey.
It was ahead of any dreams of a career or vocation or fame or wealth. It was being a father since I was 8 years old was the paramount. Oh, if you can do that well, then you've really pulled something off. Then you've really succeeded in life. I don't know. I can't think of anything more important. And you know, being a father, it's also, and being a mother, it's how we become immortal. We'll move on, and if we're fortunate enough to have our kids outlive us, and then they have kids that outlive them, and so on and so on and so on, that's immortality.
Do you agree with that?
100%. I think it's so true. I mean, that's, yeah, man. I was talking to Dana White about just being a father and a parent, right?
Mm.
And, you know, I asked him one of the questions about, like, you know, what does he define success? And he just said something very similar. And he's put this quote out, which I've read before, which is like, you know, when I'm at my funeral and I'm dead.
Yeah.
I want them to turn to my three kids and them just say, he was the best dad ever.
Right, that's important.
Not the fact that he's built a $7 billion company called the UFC.
Yeah.
He cares more about just being a good dad, which I think is really important.
Yeah, so that's with Matthew McConaughey. That book, once again, is called Green Lights. And finally, Harry Styles is gearing up to start filming his next movie. It's called Don't Worry, Darling. They've started doing rehearsals already. Lots of things going around on that because he's cut off his hair. So his fans were freaking out because his long hair, all gone. He was spotted out with his co-star Florence Pugh for the first time as well, which is really cute because Florence, growing up, was a directioner. And she used to post photos with, like, cardboard cutouts of Harry Styles. And now she's starring in a movie alongside Harry Styles, which is really, really cool. It's come full circle. Don't Worry, Darling is a psychological thriller set in the 50s, and it's also going to star Olivia Wilde and Chris Pine.
I'm not interested in Harry Styles being in the movies. Like, for me, that doesn't want me to go watch the movie. I think he's an amazing artist. I think he should remain doing that. I'm not saying that he's not going to be a great actor.
Did you see him in Dunkirk?
He was in it for a minute. Like, it wasn't even great.
Long.
But what I'm saying is, like, this whole hype of Harry Styles, like, it's not a draw card for me. I think it's more of a...
Well, you're not the target demographic.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe I'm not the guy that you know, they're getting him in there because they, you know, maybe want the younger audience to be out, like, you know, I don't know.
Well, he's got a starring role, so if he's not good at acting, they've done a terrible mistake here.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is, but I love his music. Like,
he's got a great sound.
He does. He's got that. I feel like he's got that older sound that he is. Like,
well,
he's got,
when that Sign of the Times came out, I remember thinking, this sounds exactly like the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Watermelon Sugar was amazing as well.
Can we just get a bit of Sign of the Times? Because I agree, that Sign of the Times, like, this is Harry Styles, man. Like, this is what he...
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times.
Hear that?
Welcome to the final show.
We should do this.
Hope you're wearing your
best clothes. You want
duvet? Clothes.
Yeah.
All right, duvet, we'll do this in 20 minutes.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, good song. All right, hit us with your tag, Pretty.
He's at home, Friday.
Let's do more Harry Styles. Hello.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Check, check, check. 1, 2. One, two. 2 to the 1 to the 1 to the 3. Everybody look at me. Yee, yee. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12. Sounds good. All right. Morning. It is Virgin Radio. We are here right now. We are Duvet, hello, the world's biggest cover band.
Yeah.
Are we live? We are live right now on Facebook. Hello, Facebook.
Hello, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Duvet is just an incredible, incredible band that has been performing for nearly 30 years now, you know, entertaining the audiences.
Don't be sarcastic about it,
Pretty. I'm not being sarcastic.
You're being sarcastic.
And, you know, these two, they were just rehearsing their song. I'm in tears. Like, there are tears streaming down my face right now. How good and emotional this rendition is.
She's not. She was laughing at us.
Such a bad liar.
She was. We were practicing, and she was laughing. She was laughing, people. She was laughing at our performance. We are Duvet. We are the world's biggest cover band. In the mid-90s, we were budding actors in L.A. He was Affleck. I was Damon. But times got tough, and we couldn't find acting roles, so we hit the streets in L.A., and we were singing. And that's when we realized that our talent was in our voices and our performances.
She's laughing at us.
Just ignore her.
Should we flip it and let her do it?
No, just ignore her. Ignore her.
I'm not the singer of the group.
Block out the haters, Ross. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
For one night only, we are Duvet, and we're performing Harry Styles' Sign of the Times.
Well, technically, you perform every Thursday. I'm just putting it out
just
there.
Like bringing us down.
I'm going to turn her microphone off. You're off.
Yeah, so it doesn't go to her.
Okay.
Doesn't know how lucky she is, really.
Okay.
Doesn't
you
know
ready?
How lucky. Yeah, I'm ready. Toilet.
Two.
Toilet echo. Wash your hands. Duvet. Over sanitize.
Two.
Duvet.
No matter where you are across the world witnessing this, we want to say thank you for joining us. Especially these times, we thought it was the right to sing this song. sign of the time. Secret handshake.
Ten around.
Social distancing.
Ten around.
I almost hurt myself. Okay, here we go. Please. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Start again.
Okay.
It's all you, Chris. Go for it.
Just up, you're crying, it's the sign of the times.
No, I didn't hit the note, I want to go back.
You need help.
I didn't hit the note.
What happened there?
I was in the wrong key.
What are you doing? We just agreed that you're going to go low.
Yeah, I know, I went too high. Why? All right, we'll do it again.
Because if you go high, I've got to go even higher.
Yeah, okay, we'll start again. Here we go, we're duvet.
Why are you laughing, pretty?
Yeah, Scott? Please, she's putting me off, that's the problem.
Just look.
Just
okay, don't look, like turn around. Yeah. You don't need the words anyway, go on. Don't look in her eyes. Be like Jim Morrison, turn away.
Just stop the crying, it's a sign of the times.
It's beautiful.
Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on the way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good.
We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck in running for the bullets?
Takes me back to my choir boy days.
What?
I was a choir boy.
Okay.
Don't like to talk about it.
Yeah.
We never learned we've been here before.
Four.
Why are we always stuck in running for the bullets?
The bullets.
The bullets.
Here we go.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. We gotta get away from here.
Everybody put your hands up.
We gotta get away from here. Just stop your crying, it'll be alright.
Sing it, big Ross.
They told me that the end is near.
Am I dying?
No.
We gotta get away from here.
Oh, we don't know, la la la. We should open up the bullets. The bullets.
We'll never learn, but we'll need a goal. We got this virus, but you need to know the vaccine.
Send it to us.
The vaccine is coming, coming. I know you thinking that you don't want the jab, but let me tell you that that vaccine is, it's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's why you shout at horses, you shout whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stop. All the horses.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Vaccine, V-A-C-C-I-N-E. C-N-A-E.
We are Duvet, and you're welcome.
Not our best work.
No, I thought it was amazing.
It's all right.
It's really good. Enjoyed that.
Right, let's play YouTube roulette now. What's next? We'll find out. Here we go. We're currently on an advert for Vit C. Next one up is...
Where do you think you're going?
What do you mean?
You said that you're leaving this radio job to go somewhere else. Where are you going?
I just posted this video on my Instagram. If you go to my page, Chris Fade, I have been trying to teach my dog how to behave. basically.
Yeah.
So I've got two dogs. One we learned earlier this week has epilepsy, which is she's now on medication, and we're looking after her the way that we've got to look after her, and she's gorgeous, right? Both my dogs are gorgeous. The other one's Hercules. They're both Pomeranians. Hercules is, he's, I guess he, what he does without us knowing, he jumps onto the kitchen table and he eats the food that's on the kitchen table.
Naughty Hercules.
Right? So he jumps onto two chairs and if there's sometimes a pillow on the chair where one of the kids sits, he jumps on without us knowing. He doesn't do it when I'm around.
Right.
When I'm around, he knows that I'm
the boss.
So he doesn't do it. So yesterday I decided to do a little experiment.
Yeah.
And I put a piece of meat right in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
Now, go on, watch this video on my gram if you get a chance, Chris Fade, because I've been teaching him for about 3 months.
He's so cute.
Yeah, 3 months I've been teaching him not to take the meat from the table. Go look what happens when I close the door.
Oh, what a cutie.
I know, as much as I get angry, I look at him and I'm like, man, it's the cutest little dog.
How do you get angry at him and then he looks up at you because he knows he's in trouble with the
he knows. I close the door, I come back in, and he's on the table.
All over the table.
Smashing the meat. Like, the thing's about 2.5 kilos.
Aw, cutie.
I don't want him on the lunch. Like, out of all the places where he eats, don't get on the table where we eat our own food. Oh. It's disgusting.
I don't know. Train him. I don't know how this thing
works. I am trying
to
train him. I'm doing all these YouTube
Isn't
tutorials.
Isn't it a bit late? How many years have you had Hercules for? Hercules has a lifestyle already developed.
4 years. Just go and check it out. Go Chris Fade. Check out my gram and see this.
I'm just watching it. It's great.
Isn't he cute?
He's a cute dog.
What do I do, though?
Very naughty, though.
What do I do?
What you do?
And the other one watches him. So the other one, if Hercules goes up, the other one, Coco, goes, oh, I'll jump on there and go do it as well.
Bad influence, isn't he?
It's funny animals, eh? They're like, dogs are smart. Like, you ever think to yourself, like, I think to myself, what are they thinking?
Yes, all the time.
Like, what are dogs thinking? Do
they
know?
Like, when they bark, what are they saying?
Yeah, do they know what's going on? Or are they just really, really, are they like humans but just, like, dumber?
I think like they're like toddlers, aren't they? They have the brain of a toddler.
Because when I walk into the house every single day, they both come run up to me as the most beautiful. Like, oh, this is home. Like nonstop until it would not stop until I pat him.
Yeah.
And then he lies on his back and I give him both scratches. Aww. Right. But like, what are they thinking? They're like, oh, he's home. Are they going, oh, he's home. He's home. Everybody is home. Like, what are they doing? That's what I want to know.
Well, it depends what country and what language the home speaks.
True.
And in fact, that's a good point. I mean, the dogs in Dubai speak Arabic? Do they understand?
They would understand Arabic. Yeah, they understand languages. Because, like, then I get the leash. As soon as I get the leash, like, they know. Walk, walk, walk. We're going for walks. We're going for walks. We're going for walks. They go to the door. Walk.
Is that the voice of Hercules?
Yeah, walk, walks. Walks, walks.
Food. What about food when food comes?
No, as soon as the food comes out, oh, man, I got these little treats that we give him. It's like, oh, treats. Yeah. Huge cricket tournament happening across the UAE, right? We're loving it. So much great sport. These teams are battling against each other. Some of the best players in the world. We've had the delight to talk to some of the greats playing the game right now. And this was one of those opportunities where we spoke to one of the greatest.
Yep.
Shane Warne, one of the great in cricketing legends of our time. I was saying to him, you know, we've interviewed people like The Rock and Kevin Hart. But when I told people that I'm interviewing Shane Warne, if you're into cricket, it was like,
yep.
Oh my gosh, Shane Warne?
Yeah.
Like, it was remarkable. Even where we did the interview, you could see a lot of the security guys that were working there, just they were, oh my gosh, they couldn't believe that Shane Warne was there.
Yeah.
Again, if you're not into cricket, you may not understand it, but he was a great.
I think he's one of those names who crossed over quite.
Well,
you know, like, I feel, I mean, look at me, like, I didn't know much about cricket, but I know Shane Warne.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, it's a name.
You know, he's always been a larrikin, a bit of a laugh. Like, he's been caught doing some naughty things sometimes.
Yeah.
But he's loved by Australia. I think he's loved by many different countries, right? So we had a chance to social distance ourselves, jump into a very large studio, and catch up with the one and only Shane Warne. And the first question I kicked off the interview with was, you've done so much in your career, and now you're commentating here the cricket, but have you ever had to deal with what we're going through right now, like living and working in a bubble?
No, well, I know us Australians, we're convicts, right? So we're used to chains around our ankles and not being able to go anywhere, but I mean, literally in a hotel room all this time. It's like, come on, please. It's hard work.
Let me out.
I think you adapt. I mean, we've got to take our hats off to the players. I mean, the sacrifices they're making right now to be in this bubble, to put this sport on TV that we can watch is pretty happy. You know, these guys are away from their families.
Yeah.
Some have their families here, some don't. And they won't see them for months and months and months. So it's been hard for them. It's hard to perform all the time when you go through the different emotions. So it's difficult for them. If I was back in there, I think I would struggle. I think sometimes you need that release from the pressure of the game, whereas to get out and see people, some of your friends that are away from the game of cricket, you don't sit in a bubble and talk cricket all the time, play cricket, get on the bus, talk cricket. It's just cricket all the time. I used to like not talking cricket and getting out, do other stuff. So I think it's very hard, just cricket, cricket, cricket all the time for these guys. And just a change of scenery. These guys, it's Groundhog Day. Mm. And it has been for 5 months for some of these guys, if not longer. And could go on even further. So yeah, not easy for them. So I take my hat off to all the players that are playing, that give us the live sport, and that we can sit there and go, cheer and bring a smile to our face. So thanks to all the players for making those sacrifices.
What about the crowd participation? I was watching the NBA finals a few weeks back, right? And a lot of the younger players with less experience are performing even better because they don't have the crowd pressure, right? Does it make a difference, do you think, like performing and playing in front of a crowd versus a no crowd like what we're doing right now?
Yeah, they probably had 200 million people and eyeballs watching, but it's a different feeling. Sometimes you feed off that, the energy and the buzz in the crowd, sometimes it helps you. I don't know, it just drives you. And other days, you're so focused, you're not even aware they're there. You're so concentrating on what you have to do, and it's just this sort of hum in the background. But it's a different emotion for some of the players. Some of the players thrive on it. Other players actually love it. That as you're saying about the NBA young boys, that there's no pressure. There's no one there watching. So they feel like they can play a bit easier. So it's a different emotion. It's something you have to calculate into. It takes a bit of time to adjust.
Let's talk about the number 23. How did this all come about?
So when I was young growing up, all I ever wanted to do was play Australian rules football, AFL. And when I went to the St Kilda Football Club in 1986, they threw me a jumper and I was number 23. So I was number 23 for those years of playing football. Numbers came into cricket in 1994. And everyone was just 1 to 11, 11 players in the game, and whatever your batting order was, it was 1 to 11. And I said, no, I want my old football number, 23. So they said, at that stage, I was doing okay, so I can sort of get my own, get my own number. I was the first person. So I got 23. Then once I got 23, everyone started saying, well, hang on, I want my favourite number. So then every team had all their favourite, which were their highest score or whatever the number was to them. So that's how the 23 started. It's a pretty simple sort of story, but it was something, and also when I turned 18, I liked 23 on the roulette wheel, but so I used to like spinning that one too,
It's our one-on-one with Shane Warne. Interesting enough, up next, we ask him how he gets into cricket, how he got into it, and then Rossi had one question to ask him, and well, had to do with his shoulders. Wait till you hear it. We caught up with the one, the only Shane Warne. Obviously, the biggest cricketing tournament right now is happening here in the UAE.
Correct, yep.
So cool. Abu Dhabi was lit up last night with some of the best matches going on as well.
Absolutely. More matches today in Dubai. Kicks off at 7:30.
So we caught up with Shane Warne. We're in part two of our interview. We talk a lot with Shane Warne. Great guy, by the way. Really, really cool. Just one of the lads. Great, easygoing
Super nice.
Guy.
Super nice.
Just really, really cool. Kicked off this part of the interview with asking him, how was it to put on that Australian jersey for the first time and walk out and represent Australia in, well, the cricket?
Yeah, look, all I want to do is play Australian rules football. I like the bash and the aggression of it all. And then to get picked for Australia was something I never thought would happen. I didn't think I was good enough. When I first played, I had to introduce myself to half the team. I didn't know half the team. I never met them. So that was quite, hello, Bruce Reid, Jeff Marsh, it's Shane Warne. Oh, yeah, good on you, mate. Good luck this week. They're my teammates. Yeah. Hadn't met them.
Yeah.
Because I only played a handful of first-class games. So that was quite tough. But I think still my proudest moment in the whole game is walking out onto the Sydney Cricket Ground and looking up onto the scoreboard. It said, congratulations, Shane Warne, you're the 350th player to play for Australia.
Wow.
And after, I thought, that's not a lot of people that I've had the opportunity to play for Australia at that time. So pulling, as you say, my jersey on and putting my shirt on and walking out representing Australia was a pretty amazing moment, because I knew no one could take it away from me, and there's only another 349 players that have ever had that opportunity to play. So yeah, it was pretty special.
Over your career, was that feeling always the same when you walked out?
Yeah, it was, because there was a few things. One, you never knew what was going to happen. That's the beauty about sport. You walk through the gate and you walk on the ground, you're not sure what's going to happen. You think you know what's happened, but things always change. You know, things happen and you don't know. So that uncertainty of not knowing, I love that. And I also, I listen to a lot of modern day sportsmen, and I hear them say it's my job to do this. I never saw cricket as a job for me. Cricket was my hobby. So it was a passion. When I walked out, it was like my happy place. You know, like, wow, I get the chance to do this. This is cool. So I was very grateful for that opportunity. And I always treat it as fun. I try to entertain as much as I possibly could, rather than, right, I've got to do well today. It's my job. My job was to try and be the best father I could to my kids. That was my job. And cricket was my hobby. So yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
Now, how cool is this tournament that's going on right now? You jumped on this years ago. Did you know what it was going to be? How big this was going to be, the cricket?
It's an unbelievable tournament. To put in perspective for people out there that might not understand how big it is, the first game here had over 200 million eyeballs watching around the world.
Wow.
Now, I think that, I stand to be correct, but I think it's bigger than the Super Bowl and everything. That's just the first game.
Yeah.
Let alone the finals or anything else, it's just the first game of the IPL. So to put that in context, it's a huge competition. When I first played in 2008, it was very different, because 2020 back then wasn't serious. It was a mess around, you know, it was a bit of fun. What's this 2020? I mean, you know, people didn't understand, rubbish. They didn't understand. And then players are going to auction and owners are bidding on players. What the hell's going on? So then to be the underdog and no one give us a chance, to be the only non-Indian captain playing for Rajasthan Royals, to go on and win it as the underdog was pretty cool thing to do. And then since then, I've been involved in many different roles for the Rajasthan Royals. It's been great. They're an innovative franchise. We create and promote young talent.
Yeah, you're opening up academy here as well, right?
Yeah, we've opened some in the UK. We're opening some around the world. But there's one opening up here on the 14th of October in Dubai, from ages 6 to 19, boys and girls to come there. There's some great coaches, some good spin bowling coaches, batting coaches, bowling, fielding. So it's a great thing the Royals are doing, is spreading that around the world. So yeah, to open up here in Dubai, our academy is pretty cool.
Shane Warne hanging out with us. All right. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a cricket ball?
I don't know. I remember playing cricket in under 12s at my local cricket club called East Sandringham Boys Club. Mm-hmm. And I must have been, which was probably 7, 8, 9. So probably 1976, 77, around that time, mid to late 70s.
Did someone teach
you? Long time ago. Yes, I'm old. No, okay, I'm old. Thank you. I'm very old. The mid-70s is a long time ago. I know.
Everyone tries to emulate you. There's something about your spin. Did you know that you had something different compared to everybody else? Because no one's been able to do it the way that Shane Warne's done it.
I grew up on matting. So for people out there that don't know what that is, there's, say, the concrete outside, and you put this brown mat over the top and you put pegs into the grass. Okay. So anything on the mats was exaggerated. So if you bowled a bouncer, it would bounce really high. If you spun the ball, it would spin miles. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid watching, I would see a lot of the senior guys bowl off spin or leg spin and see it turn a long way. And I'd go, it's pretty cool. I'll try that. So when I tried that, I wasn't that accurate, but I could spin it. I just had a natural gift to spin it a long way. So obviously, as a young kid, if I had a played on grass or something and it hardly spun, I might not have sort of thought, wow, that's cool. But on the mats, it spun a long way and I went, wow, let's see how far I can spin this. So I'd grab the ball and go, and try and spin it as far as I could, even a young kid. And then as I got older, I started, you know, obviously the accuracy and everything else came. So probably around 8 or 9, I knew that I had a gift to spin the ball. Then it was a matter of trying to, you know, everyone's got a gift. Everyone's good at something. You've just got to work out what you're good at. And I was lucky enough I could spin the ball.
I read on the internet that you've got freakishly strong shoulders. Is that true?
As a young kid, I think I was 5, I was at kindergarten, and someone jumped on my back and I broke both my legs. So I had plaster from the neck. Yeah, plaster from the neck to the ankles. And I had to get around on a trolley. So that's why my, I suppose my arms and like my hands and that are quite
Your hands are big. Your hands are big.
They look like little fat sausage sizzles. But they're, yeah. So I think getting around on a trolley as a young kid
strengthened
helped
that.
My wrist and stuff like that too.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
I'll catch up with the one and only Shane Warne up next. He sort of flips the interview on us.
Yeah.
He starts asking us the interview and those questions. And we were like, hold on a second. Shane, this is what we do. More with Shane Warne next. And I do talk about that ball of the century. We caught up with Shane Warne. We were socially distancing ourselves throughout an interview. The guy was a legend, man. Honestly, the guy was super. I wasn't sure how he was going to be Shane Warne. We're watching him from afar get out of his car. He gets out the cigarette, starts puck. And I'm like, look at Shane Warne just smoking that cigarette.
Bad boy.
Bad boy. He walks into our studio and he was very warm. He was very real. He was very cool.
Yeah.
And part three of the interview, we talk about the ball of the century. It was one particular ball that he bowled, which really changed his life, and he'll tell us about it. But I kicked off this part where I basically was saying to him, you know, we've had the likes of interviewing the people like The Rock and Kevin Hart and Will Smith, and these guys all come with class. And I was giving him a compliment saying that he had the same thing because he was warm. Some of these celebrities that we do interview, sometimes the C-graders, the D-graders, they come with attitude and arrogance. But I find that the A-level guys, like the Will Smiths
exactly,
and The Rocks, they just have something. They're warm, they're real, and they're classy. And Shane Warne had that, and that's how we kicked off this part of the interview. Have a listen.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. I'll come back to your question.
Wow.
You ask it. What, who's the best? Come on.
Will Smith. For me,
Will Smith was fun.
I had Will Smith help me propose to my missus.
Really?
Yeah. He did a whole bit with me and we proposed. It was
amazing. How cool.
Yeah, and after, and it was.
She didn't think of Will Smith for the rest of the time you've been together, though, has she?
You know what? The photo of us in the proposal, it's me, Will Smith, and her. You could easily just crop it out, and it would just be because he's holding the ring up. I'm like,
he's on the side.
It looks like Will Smith proposed to you.
Okay.
But I think he, yeah, I mean. Can I just say, and you know, you guys will back me up, and we're not just saying it to blow, you know.
So yeah. Right, let's forget about that stuff. What was your question? Sorry, all your friends come around, your question, come on.
Okay, so let's talk about the ball of the century. A lot of my mates who are cricketing fans, they have asked me to ask you this question. Can you tell us about it? That ball that you spun, that ball that you bowled, that did it change your life?
Yeah, well, first of all, the ball changed my life. For many good reasons, but otherwise it also introduced me as a, I think I was 22 years of age, might have been 23, to the paps, to like as a 23-year-old kid, there's no school you can go to say, how do you handle this? Like driving, walking down the street and getting followed by 10 guys, it just changed my life, picking up the paper and saying, 10 things you didn't know about Shane Warne. I'm reading going, that's not true. You know, that's not true. I didn't know that either. So opened my eyes to that part, which was nearly 30 years ago. So it was quite interesting that, but as far as cricket goes, you always want to bowl the perfect leg break, you know, the perfect delivery as a cricketer. And, you know, to do it with my first ever ball against England, the old enemy in an Ashes series, was pretty amazing, you know, and I think it was just something that was meant to be. It was a fluke because I never ever did it again. You know, I never did it again. So,
did you try?
Every time I tried. Come on, let's do this again. Oh no, getting smacked, black, short. So I never ever did it again. So to actually do it, to bowl a perfect leg break, to be known as the ball of the century, etc., was changed my life. But it's something I'm pretty proud of because it was just pretty awesome.
Now, I saw that you were at a famous joint here in the UAE. You were at Barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
So you've released a beverage here.
Yes, I've got one of my beverages out there, which is winning some awards. We've won gold medals, silver medals. We won the SIP Awards in America. So it's great to partner up with Barracuda. So if you're in the UAE and you're making that trip down to Barracuda, just make sure you get one of my beverages in there too. Thank you very much.
Apart from the beverage, you're also smelling very nice. You've got yourself a brand new fragrance that you've put out.
So yeah, just to tell you quickly about the fragrance, I joined forces with a company called Chemist Warehouse to give my fragrance. It's going to come here to Dubai. And all the profits and proceeds went to a charity called My Room, which is Kids with Cancer.
Amazing.
Because it's been a tough year for everyone, but if think of the charities too, they haven't been able to raise money at all. So we're about to present a check for around $200,000 to the charity. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, there he is, one of the greatest cricketers to ever play. Give him a big round of applause. It's Shane Warne. Virgin Radio 104.4, it's the Chris Fade Show. That is it for a Thursday. Just remember, this time next week, we will be off. I know it's a while away, but just that's something to look forward to.
Yes.
4-day week, innit?
4-day week. I'm actually going to have a 3-day week because I'm taking Sunday off.
So what are you going to do on Sunday?
I'm really going to do nothing. I've got all the holidays, obviously, that we haven't. We all haven't taken our vacation, but the girls are changing schools, as in the campus. They're moving, so I thought I'd just be there for that. The UFC's on as well. Like maybe just chill, just have that one day. But I really just sort of want to wake up and be there for the girls. You know, I don't get to do that too often. So
the school drop off.
Figured I'll do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, big one across the day here at Virgin Radio. Don't forget, we are going to be broadcasting live later on. We're going to be at all different areas. Going to be the gorgeous, the Point, the Palm area. They're going to be trying to break that world record when it comes to the fountain. So have us on all day here at Virgin Radio. Thank you to Shane Warne for joining us this week. Dana White, Gad Elmaleh, as well, has been a star-studded show.
Yeah.
So thank you so much to all of them. And the biggest star, of course, you listening.
That was so cheesy.
How good was that? That was so cheesy, but it was good. I thought it was good, right?
I feel like I'm on Dubai 92.
Anyway, wow, really?
Oh, no, he didn't.
That's horrible, man. That's like our sister station.
Yeah, no, but we are better than them.
I don't know about that. You know, I'll just leave it there. Sorry, we were on a high. He's brought it down.
Wow.
To all the radio stations across the country, to all of you that listen to us, we think you're all fab.
You're now taking it even
put a smile on your face and just go out there knowing that you're the best. Have a great one. From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy, Eddie, and Nala. Wear your seatbelts. Please wear your masks. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.